Over the last decade, the actress Kerry Washington has become well known for her terrific performances in movies like The Last King of Scotland and Ray. But now she's the star of her own new network series, which even today is a rare feat for an African-American woman. It's called Scandal. Washington plays Olivia Pope, a D.C. lawyer slash media consultant slash super fixer who makes clients' problems, their scandals, go away. In the first episode, a young Marine Corps hero and Republican politician is suspected of murdering his girlfriend. To buy him a little time, she drops by the home of her contact at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
He didn't kill her. My gut says he didn't.
Your spidey senses aren't evidence. I've been on the phone with homicide. He killed her and ran.
I can have a reporter out here in 20 minutes with cameras asking why you're persecuting an innocent handicapped Medal of Honor winner. Perhaps because he's a well-known conservative Republican and you are considering a bid on the Democratic ticket next year. Just to be clear, that was me threatening you.
You have until morning.
36 hours.
24
Sold.
Hours.
Pleasure to see you again.
The show is actually inspired by a real-life woman named Judy Smith who does this work. And while the personal life of Olivia Pope is far more complicated than Judy's personal life, Judy used to work in the White House. She worked in the first Bush White House. And you never know who's going to walk in the door because crisis management is, you know, we can handle a crisis whether it has to do with somebody in sports or entertainment or a politician or a union or a CEO. I mean, her client list spans the spectrum.
As you say, she's represented people like Monica Lewinsky, Michael Vick, also Larry Craig, the anti-gay rights senator who was arrested in the Minneapolis airport bathroom.
Tapping his feet around.
Had a wide stance,
yes,
as I
yes,
recall.
Yes, that's correct. Your
character has iffy clients who aren't necessarily easy either for that character or the audience to immediately identify with. And she herself, interestingly, kind of bends the rules, threatens people, as we heard in that clip opening with media exposure. I want to play another clip where she becomes even harder to love in a conventional way. You're talking to a young woman who's alleging that she had an affair with the president for whom she's worked.
Amanda, it would be a mistake to think there will be no consequences to you telling lies about the president.
How do you know my name? Who are you?
My name is Olivia Pope, and I want to be clear, I'm not here in any official capacity. I'm only here to warn you because you should know what could happen. It could become hard for you to find employment. Your face would be everywhere. People would associate you with a sex scandal. All kinds of information about you would easily become available to the press. For example, you've had 22 sexual partners that we know of. Also, there's that ugly bout of gonorrhea. And your family, your mother's mental illness, a psychotic break, 2 years at Bedford Hospital. I bet that's private. She runs a daycare now, right?
He told me he loved me. He gave me this dog.
See, it's those kind of lies that could hurt you if you said them to other people, people not as nice as me. I'll give you some free advice. Hand in your resignation, then pack up your dog and your things, get in your car and go. Find a small city, Minneapolis maybe, or Denver. Get a little job, meet a boring boy, make some friends. Because in this town, your career is over. You're done.
Why are you doing this to me? I'm a good person.
You know who else was a good person? Monica Lewinsky. And she was telling the truth, but she still got destroyed.
You're so mean.
I was thinking the same thing.
Wow.
You know, I think what's really interesting, though, is that I think when Olivia does stuff like that, she's not lying. You know, she's actually always saying, this is what could happen, and I'm trying to make the situation better for everyone involved. It could be worse for this girl if she sticks around and... yeah.
But is the big idea for the show that even a good guy, which you are in this program, has to sometimes do morally questionable things to be good?
I think actually the big idea is that people are complicated and that human beings are complex and messy and that seldom in life is the good guy all good and the bad guy all bad. And I think one of the things that Olivia's committed to is the idea that everybody deserves a shot.
Yeah, and it's so relatively rare in entertainment and on television to have the grays, the moral ambiguities, so kind of foregrounded mm-hmm. as you're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun for me because in her personal life, she is much more torn and confused and is not so clear and put together. So even that for me as an actor is really fun to think about who is this person who, like so many of us, has one performance that they show to the world and a very different identity behind closed doors.
Although you're perfectly put together in all phases of your life, aren't you?
Kerry Washington, absolutely. But,
yeah,
you know, Olivia is...
No issues, no weirdness,
never.
Right?
No, and lots of therapy bills to prove it.
I missed Ray, in which you became a movie star when it first came out. But then I watched The Last King of Scotland, having never heard of you, not knowing you. You played Kay, one of Idi Amin's wives, who falls in love with and gets pregnant by this young Scottish doctor played by James McAvoy. I was utterly blown away by your performance, and I want to play a little bit of what blew me away.
I have to get it out of me. He will kill me, Nicholas. I have to get it out. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I don't want you to do it. Please. You are a doctor. I know you can do it. I know you can do it,
no,
Nicholas.
No, we can't! I can't do that! This isn't some simple procedure. It has to be done under clinical conditions.
If you don't do something now, I'm going to have to find a place to go. I'm going to have to get it done in one of the villages. Is that what you want,
no,
Nicholas?
No, you don't. Come here. Whatever you do, you don't do that. Right. I'm going to sort something out. Just promise me you'll stay in the house. Please promise me you'll stay in the house.
Promise me this is going to be all right.
I promise. We'll do it first thing in the morning.
That's James McAvoy and Kerry Washington in the great film The Last King of Scotland. I watched that. I thought, wow, who is this great African actress they've gotten? Honestly, what kind of research or vocal coaching or whatever did you have to do that?
Forest Whitaker and I worked with the same accent coach in Los Angeles before we left for Uganda. And that was really helpful because being that in real life, Kay Amin and Idi Amin were from the same tribe in Uganda, uh-huh. we wanted to kind of have the same approach to learning the accent. And I'd never been to the continent of Africa before. And there's this very complicated negotiation that you have as an African-American going back. Even the fact that I would say going back. I think I had always been really intimidated by navigating what that would be like for me. And so I had never been. And going with the job of just saying, you know, none of that matters. Your job is to get off the plane and just be an African gave me a real freedom to just embrace this culture and this identity.
You grew up in New York City in the Bronx at a moment when the Bronx was synonymous with urban decay and failure, mm-hmm. bonfire of the vanities.
Mm-hmm.
But your life was not particularly difficult or squalid, was it?
I think a big part, if I'm honest with myself, a big part of why I'm fascinated by seeing the ways that our socioeconomics and our cultural background influence who we are psychologically, I think all of that has to do with the fact that from a very young age, from the age of 11, I started commuting from the Bronx to the Upper East Side because I went to a private school in Manhattan called Spence. And
which is like the gossip girliest private school in Manhattan, essentially.
I wouldn't say that, but it is one of those schools that, that in that inter-school world. Yeah. So, from a very young age, had to start navigating the difference between, you know, what my community looked like at 7 in the morning and what my community looked like at 7 at night. And I, you know, had parents that really encouraged me to feel at home in both places and to learn how to be kind of bicultural, if you will.
And your parents were both were successful middle-class people.
Yeah, yeah, working middle-class. My mom's a retired professor. My dad's a real estate broker.
So you never, as an adolescent, had this sense of, oh, I have to be this way on the east side, I can be this way at home, or were you just...
No, I mean, I do think, I mean, even to this day, you can tell when I've been on the phone with my cousins from the Bronx. You know, there's a different kind of musicality to the way I'm talking when I'm with
right.
them. So there are little ways that I would, you know, kind of be at home in different places, but I think that the kind of core values of who I was remained consistent.
Kerry Washington, thanks so much.
It's such a delight. I'm so glad we could finally do this.
Me too. Kerry Washington is the star of the new ABC drama Scandal, which airs on Thursday nights.